Okay, we're also joined now from London by Jafar Amini, who is a Palestinian writer and political commentator. Jafar, as always, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. I wanted to firstly get your initial thoughts, as now we're, of course, seeing these live images of protests happening throughout the occupied territories, and we've, of course, seen images of other parts of the world as well.
This is to be expected. If Mr. Trump thought that he would just say a few words and then become inevitable and he will get away with it, he's very much mistaken. This is a grotesque, irresponsible, and illegal act on behalf of the American administration, in particular Mr. Trump, who will try to divert attention from all the troubles he's having locally in America and the investigations that are going around vis-a-vis Russia, his son-in-law, his advisors, and his many millions of dollars of loans from the Deutsche Bank. But Palestine is not a chip that any leader, let alone the leader of the United States of America, is allowed to play. This is the destiny of people, not only Palestinians. We are the custodians of the holy places in Jerusalem, but they belong to the entire Arab and Muslim world. There's 1.6 billion Muslims around the world who look at Jerusalem and look at the Al-Aqsa Mosque and see it as their Qibla. And Mr. Trump doesn't understand this. Mr. Trump is a very dangerous leader who is ill-read, ill-informed, and ill-equipped to lead a movement like this. From the first he said, we can see positives. The first one, he did not call Jerusalem Al-Quds, the united eternal capital of Israel, as the Zionists say, and he did not dismiss altogether the peace process, though the peace process has been dead and buried since then.
Okay, Jafar, I do apologize. We're going to have to interrupt you. It seems our audio quality with your line seems to be having problems. We'll try to reconnect with you and get back to you. Let me go back to Ramallah then. Mona, I wanted to ask you, Mona, this time, when you talk to the Palestinians on their streets, and I know I asked you this yesterday too, I believe, when I was talking to you, but what are Palestinians on the streets there saying, and what are those around you saying as well? Is there a feeling, as has been spoken about many times, that an intifada is brewing?
Well, that's right. Palestinians today, mainly those who were taking part in the demonstration, they believe that the U.S. president's declaration is a new catastrophe in the history of Palestinians. And they also believed that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas should immediately continue to work on the real unity between Fatah and Hamas, and that they believe the only option left for them to end the Israeli occupation and to respond clearly to the U.S. president's declaration is to continue fighting and resisting the Israeli occupation in different forms, whether it's popular resistance, whether it's to completely boycott Israeli goods, as well as any relations between the Palestinian Authority and Israel. Well, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today met diplomats in Jerusalem Al-Quds, and he said that he believed that other European countries would had indicated willingness to follow the step of U.S. President Donald Trump. This issue is very serious and something dangerous, because if other countries are following what U.S. President Donald Trump did, this means that others had been believing that in a way or another the issue of considering Jerusalem as the capital of Israel is not a serious matter. Many were saying that Jerusalem is being occupied by the Israelis. The eastern part of Jerusalem is completely under the Israeli control. So what it will be different for Palestinians to declare it as the capital of Israel. As you know, people living in the West Bank, of course, cannot go to Jerusalem Al-Quds unless they obtain Israeli-issued permits, however, are not easily to be given to Palestinians. There must be reasons, such as permits for medical care, or maybe only on the occasions and the New Year. So on ground, the Jerusalem Al-Quds is completely occupied, and Israel has been working completely to isolate the city and to impose more facts on ground.
Okay, so Ashraf, I wanted to bring you back in and ask you, Ashraf, at this time then, what do we know about what the plan is for tomorrow? We know that tomorrow has been declared the day of rage. One would imagine that after Friday prayers, we will see an uptick in the protests.
Yes, well, today's announcement by the Hamas's political bureau chief, Mr. Ismail Haniyeh, who called for tomorrow to be a day of rage and a day of a new intifada against the Israeli occupation, basically gave the green light to Palestinians in Gaza to head towards the areas east of the Gaza Strip where Israeli soldiers are located. And following the Friday prayers and after the Friday prayers, clashes will very likely take place where Palestinians will hurl rocks towards Israeli soldiers east of the Gaza Strip, because this is the only area for Palestinians in Gaza to get close to Israeli soldiers. And speaking to many young men and women today in Gaza, they were telling me, you know, they were willing to sacrifice their lives for the sake of Jerusalem Al-Quds. So basically, the decision by the United States administration to recognize Jerusalem Al-Quds as capital of the Israeli regime has increased the adherence by Palestinians to the Palestinian cause, and will very likely urge them to work harder in order to liberate Jerusalem Al-Quds and all of Palestine.
Okay, Ashraf, let me just let our viewers know about these images that we kept showing as you were speaking as well. Of course, those images coming out as protests continue throughout the occupied territories. We do know, as we have that breaking news at the bottom of your screen, that the Israeli forces have shot a Palestinian child in the head in the occupied city of Ramallah. And at the bottom of your screen there, I can see the tires continue to be burning there as well. Do we still have Jafar Ramini with us? Okay, it seems that we're trying to connect that line. Okay, we do have Jafar back with us. Jafar, I do apologize for those audio difficulties we had. I wanted to continue with you then, Jafar, and talk about the diplomatic fallout, if there will be any, if you so think, because, you know, we've had condemnations, but condemnations have been something that has happened in the past as well. Do you think that this will have some action backed up as well?
Well, let's hope so. I mean, forewarned is forearmed. The signs have been coming thick and fast from America since Mr. Trump took office. But obviously, the Arab leaders are not very much interested in Palestine, and the Palestinian leadership in Ramallah is always caught with their pants down. I mean, Mr. Trump said in his election campaign that the Palestinians must understand that they will come to the negotiating table knowing full well that the United States of America is firmly behind Israel. Then he appoints a team around him who are supposedly in charge of the negotiations, and the peace forces who are totally hardened Zionists and supporters of illegal settlements and investors in the illegal settlements, like his ambassador, Mr. Friedman, his son-in-law, Mr. Kushner, his special advisor, Mr. Greenblatt. They're all Zionists and supporters of Israel. So where is the chance of peace here? And where is the reaction from Arab leaders and Muslim leaders? Because as I was saying before, there is 1.6 Muslim billions around the world that Jerusalem belongs to. It is not exclusively ours. Yet we are supposed to pay the sacrifices and be in the front line of defending Jerusalem, defending Al-Aqsa Mosque, defending the holy places. We don't mind. We don't mind defending and paying and sacrificing. but we need some help. And if that help is not coming, I'm saying to you now and to every Muslim who's watching, kiss Jerusalem goodbye, because they have planned this for over a century, and it's happening step by step while the Arabs are looking on. Do not rely on the international community. It's all lip service. It's about time that Fatah and Hamas cement their reconciliation, forget their differences, and confront this new danger, which is unprecedented, that if a U.S. president will say openly, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. As I was saying before, the positives are he did not call it the undivided eternal capital of Israel, and he talked about the boundaries and the final status. This is no good. They have been talking about the final status for over 25 years. Mr. Abbas and his group should understand that more negotiations mean no more losses. He will not get anywhere. They are leading him a limbo dance in a vicious circle that leads to more settlements, more land confiscations, more home demolitions, more theft of water and natural resources. Enough is enough.
Just want to let our viewers know that we're getting these live images coming out of Beit Il, where, as you can see, tires are burning there in the distance. And as well, of course, we have Palestinian youth who continue to, and others, of course, not just the Palestinian youth, but people of all walks of life and ages out there, but mainly seemingly youth in these images, at least, out there protesting, of course, against Donald Trump's decision, which was announced yesterday about moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem al-Quds, as well as, of course, in the eyes of the U.S. government, at least, or U.S. establishment, declaring Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital of Israel. Jafar, I wanted to ask you about something which I was talking to somebody behind the scenes here about, and that is, of course, the arms deals that we have between the Saudis, for example, and the Americans, and those billions of dollars, which are being spent. Cannot these Persian Gulf sheikhdoms at some level just block those arms deals, stop them as a sign of at least protest if they're not going to take some more, stronger actions?
Well, we can only hope so, because, you see, this is the timing of this explosive announcement. The Arab houses in this array, we have war in the Yemen, unnecessary war in the Yemen, the same in Syria and Iraq, the same in Libya. So the house is divided, and it's a better, what is a better time than this for the America and Israel to eat more of our land and our resources? I wrote an article about this very subject over 40 years ago. I called it the pair of shoes to every Arab, which caused me a lot of trouble. And in it I said, instead of spending trillions of dollars on obsolete arms, to fight each other or to put them in mothballs in the storehouses, our people are barefooted buying shoes. And of course, how would they stop buying arms from the United States, from Britain, from France, when the clique and the elite and their cronies and their hangers-on making billions in commission? Only this morning, Mr. Macron is visiting in Doha, and they announced that they're buying the Rafael aircrafts. I wonder why. And there's another farce that was going on in the Gulf a couple of days ago, when the decent, honest broker, the Sheikh of Kuwait, Sheikh Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmed, called a conference of the GCC countries. Only two sheikhs arrived, himself and the Sheikh of Qatar. So what's happening to the GCC? They are all employed for the benefit of America, and now, unfortunately, for the benefit of Israel. The fig leaf has dropped. They're all naked and they're all exposed. It's about time The Arab and Muslim street stood up peacefully and said, Jerusalem is ours. You can never have it. hands off Jerusalem, hands off Palestine. Otherwise, the game is lost.
Okay, Jafar, we'll leave there at that. But of course, we do appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule to speak to us here at Press TV. That was Jafar Ramini, Palestinian writer and political commentator, who was speaking to us live from London. And of course, we had our correspondents as well. Joining us live from Ramallah was Mona Kandil, as well as Ashraf Shannon, who was joining us live from Gaza. And of course, we do appreciate their reporting for us as well. These, of course, live images coming out of Beit Il. I'll be back in a few minutes' time with the World News in full.
لا هيك كثير يعني واتساب ومتصف وتتروح
Come on, come on.